The race isn't what many expected more than a year ago when former Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer announced her candidacy.
Now, I'm running for governor because I've had it with Republicans like Donald Trump blowing up healthcare while you're caught.
Susan Demas is vice president at Farrow & Associates and a Democratic strategist. She says originally, people assumed the primary would boil down to a fight between Whitmer and Flint Congressman Dan Kildee, but Kildee decided last spring that he wouldn't run.
And it's morphed into a three-way free-for-all.
That free-for-all is between Whitmer, a doctor who wants to be America's first Muslim governor, and a millionaire businessman named Sri Tanadar. Tanadar came out of nowhere politically, and he's given the other candidates a run for their money.
Sri Tanadar running for governor.
Free Darth Vader?
No, Sri Tanadar.
Tanadar has put millions of his own money into the campaign, and he's spent a lot of it on television ads.
He's doubled anyone else's spending, and he's primarily self-funding, so when people say, where's the money coming from? In his case, 99% of it is coming from his own pocket.
That's Craig Mauger with the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. He says most of the ads by all of the candidates are biographical in nature, not attack ads. And Tanadar has really focused his spending on trying to get his name out there. In Tanadar's ads, he touts himself as, quote, the most progressive candidate running for governor. But he's got competition for that title.
Because for the past 7 years, every precious child across Michigan has been let down by failed leaders.
That's Abdul El-Sayed, a former Detroit health official backed by Bernie Sanders campaign veterans. And according to Demas, he's captured that Sanders enthusiasm, especially among millennials. But Tanadar has a war chest that El-Sayed can't compete with.
I think he's seen some of his support be gobbled up by Tanadar because he had these slick advertisements.
Both Tanadar and El-Sayed have had to contend with tough news stories throughout the election. There was a question of whether El-Sayed was even eligible to run due to his voter registration status. El-Sayed bit back, calling the question similar to birther claims against President Obama. And Tanadar, just as he was starting to see his poll numbers go up, was hit with his own negative press. Tanadar formerly owned a pharmaceutical firm that went bankrupt. His company was accused of mistreating dogs and monkeys that were used for testing in one of his laboratories. Demas says voters don't respond well to stories of people mistreating animals.
Really, if you had the choice between having a story about you being nasty to kids or nasty to dogs, I'd probably say a candidate would be better off being nasty to kids.
Since that story came out, Whitmer has seen a bump in her poll numbers, and Demas predicts Whitmer will probably take the nomination come August. But some of Whitmer's main opposition hasn't come from other candidates. She's had to contend with outside opponents that Tanadar and El-Sayed haven't.
Gretchen Whitmer's policies drove Michigan's economic engine into the ground. Why would we put her back at the wheel?
The influential conservative group Americans for Prosperity has already spent more than $2 million to campaign against Whitmer because they think she's the front runner. Here's Craig Mauger again.
You know, $2.1 million is a lot of money considering the 2014 race for governor. We were able to track total spending of $63 million throughout the whole race. So $2 million from one group already is a significant amount of money.
Whether Whitmer will actually get her party's nomination or if Tanadar or El-Sayed can break through will be decided on August 7th. I'm Shayna Roth.